चीनी मंडी .com पॉडकास्ट।
द गवर्नमेंट रिलैक्सेस नॉर्म्स इन्वेस्टमेंट लिमिट फॉर एंजल टैक कंसेशन टू स्टार्टअप्स। गिविंग अ मेजर रिलीफ टू स्टार्टअप्स, द गवर्नमेंट हैज डिसाइडेड टू रिलैक्स एंजल टैक्स नॉर्म्स फॉर स्टार्टअप, इंक्लूडिंग इंक्रीजिंग द इन्वेस्टमेंट लिमिट टू अप टू 25 करोड़ फॉर अवेलिंग इनकम टैक्स कंसेशंस बाय स्टार्टअप्स, एन ऑफिशियल सेड ऑन ट्यूसडे। Currently, startups avail tax concession only if total investment including funding from angel investors does not exceed rupees 10 crore. A notification regarding simplifying the process for startup to get the exemption on investment under section 2 of 56 VIIB of Income Tax Act 1961 will be issued shortly, the official said. The definition of startups has been enhanced to an entity which has been in operation for up to 10 years from its date of incorporation or registration instead of the current 7 years. An entity shall be considered as startup of its turnover or any of the financial year since its incorporation or registration has not exceeded rupees 100 crore instead of the existing rupees 25 crore, the official said. Besides, investments by listed companies with a net worth of rupees 100 crore or turnover of rupees 250 crore into an eligible startup shall be exempt from the section 2 of 56 VIIB of the Income Tax Act beyond rupees 25 crore limit. Considerations of shares received by eligible startup for shares issued or proposed to be issued by all investors shall be exempt up to an aggregate limit of rupees 25 crore. Also, investments into eligible startups by non-residents, alternate investment funds category 1 shall also be exempt under this section beyond the limit of rupees 25 crore. For being eligible for exemption under section 2 of 56 VIIB, a startup should not be investing in immovable property, transport vehicles above rupees 10 lakh, loans and advances, capital contribution to other entities and some other assets except in the ordinary courses of its business, the official said. A startup shall also be eligible for exemption section under 2 of 56 VIIB if it is a private limited company recognized by the Department of Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade and is not investing in specified asset classes. Eligible startups only have to file a duly signed self-declaration by with DPIIT for availing exemption. DPIIT shall transmit these declarations to Central Board of Direct Taxes. Further, there is no requirement of making any application for exemption under this section and there will be no case-to-case examination of startups for exemption under section 2 of 56 VIIB of Income Tax Act. The valuation of shares is no more a criterion for exemption of investments into eligible startups under section 2 of 56 VIIB of Income Tax Act, the official added. The development assumes significance as several startups have claimed to receive angel tax notices impacting their businesses. Various startups have raised concerns on notices sent to them under the section 56 of Income Tax Act to pay taxes of angel funds received by them. Section 2 of 56 VIIB of the Income Tax Act provides that the amount raised by a startup in excess of its fair market value would be deemed as income from other sources and would be taxed at 30%. Touted as an anti-abuse measure, this section was introduced in 2012. It is dubbed as angel tax due to its impact on investments made by angel investors in startup ventures.